Bit to say. It's been a bad year for me. It's Thursday's going to be the year anniversary of the boat collision, and I still have nightmares about it. This time I feel the alcohol, the recklessness, the carelessness, the disregard for others didn't end in children or anybody else's being injured, severely injured, or killed. That day on the water, we tried to dodge a bullet, and if it ended up clipping us. But I feel sure it would have killed or should have killed somebody that day had I not tried. He's accused me of being the cause that day when I blew a 0.000 on the Maryland crime lab kit. If the prosecutor didn't misspeak, he blew a 0.29 and a 0.24 for the Maryland shock trauma test and then the Maryland crime lab kit later that evening. It's the same one they brought to my room, right? But nobody mentioned that. He has the nerve of saying I did anything wrong that day. And I think that his recklessness last night was just caught, was seen by somebody. And it's a shame I didn't have a few more witnesses for what he did that day.
What's your reaction to the fact that 1 year after your accident, he's arrested and charged with driving under the influence of alcohol?
I've seen the king stumbling and falling for a long time. He just got punched and knocked into the water at his house the other day. His life has been falling apart for a long time. I've tried to keep my calm and let the criminal and the civil proceedings go forward, and he won't even let the criminal end. So I think that this is going to just make it a little bit tougher for him to continue to blame me and all his constituents for the problems.
Does it surprise you he was arrested this morning?
I actually wonder what took so long, because I see him all the time and I'm quite certain that he hadn't stopped. But who am I to tell everybody that he tailgates me coming down the road? He probably doesn't even realize it's me. I saw him every moment, tried to get out of his way, and in the end he still wouldn't let me. So
you seem to be emotional in terms of here he is arrested again.
We've been living it. We just went to court. We'll go again in October, and I'm sure we'll go again after that. But I, once again, was just surprised that it took this long, and I'm glad that the truth is finally out.
Should Don Dwyer be in jail?
I think if he'd taken his 30 days like he was supposed to, maybe he'd have been in jail instead of out on the road this time.
Do you think he ought to resign? Do you think he needs treatment?
Obviously, anybody with that bad of an alcohol problem needs treatment. Whether he should resign or not is for the laws, but if he's in jail, I don't know how he can serve.
So you're saying you think he ought to be in jail?
I think we could find somebody a little better, right, that still believes in a lot of the core values that we're all struggling with today.
For the record, in the past, years ago, had you voted for this guy?
I can't really remember whether I had voted for him, but I am someone that believes in God, and therefore I struggle with a lot of the states of the world today. So I'm torn and discuss with people trying to figure out exactly how to think about these things. But I appreciate his godliness, but I don't appreciate his actions or that he's trying to lie to everybody about it.
Lance, you can go for a wide. For the record, you were describing him tailgating you, and you suspected, and on about how many occasions had you suspected
I really
driving
don't,
under the influence?
I wouldn't even want to discuss anything like that. The interview has gone beyond what I would consider relevant.
But it wasn't just one time, right?
It's one of those things where you don't know as much as you should until something actually happens, and then all of a sudden you become a lightning rod for information. And first-party hearsay to me is not hearsay, right? So I know kind of that he's been skirting this for a while, but I'm just so thankful that he didn't hurt anybody this time, and I wish that day out in the water there was a few more witnesses to what he did, and that would have made my last year a little bit better, but not much.
Randy, you live along the water. You got this beautiful view. Are you able to go out on the water? I mean, do you feel safe doing that?
You know, it's one of those things where I really feel I have to keep a chin up for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I go, and when my wife says we go, we go. The kids fight to get in the front of the boat, ride in the front of the new boat, which is where the three children were sitting last time. You guys have the pictures. I have the boat still. But we haven't taken him out in the tube yet, right? Nobody's gone tubing. And, you know, if there was more respect on the water, if people would turn and stay away as opposed to going towards and not caring about getting too close to others, I think that things would be a lot better on the water and out there.